From Internews and the Heinrich Böll Foundation, welcome to Privacy is Global. I'm Laura Schwartz-Henderson. This is a podcast we co-produce with advocacy organizations around the world to tell stories about data politics. We explore the work of activists pushing to safeguard our data and try to understand the implications of current data practices in many different countries. Today we bring you a very special episode brought to you by our friends at Paradigm Initiative. Paradigm Initiative is a truly amazing organization in Nigeria that has been working for years to tell stories differently about data rights and data harms in ways that make people really understand what's at stake. Every year, they produce a film that's based on their annual Digital Rights in Africa report, but it's not a documentary. They think about all the themes from the report and things that had happened during the year, and they work with producers, actors, and directors to make a fictional short film. For the ADAPT project, Paradigm Initiative produced a three-part radio drama called Crime and Prejudice. The series follows the online controversy when police arrive at a woman's door to arrest her based on information that could only have been obtained from a tech company called MoonTech. We've pulled all three of the radio drama mini episodes together that originally aired in Nigeria, and we are delighted to play it for you now.
Is an audio series by Paradigm Initiative.
Paradigm Initiative
on the importance of digital data rights, privacy, and data protection.
On today's edition of Crime and Prejudice, nobody is safe.
Okay, I already said I was coming. Yes.
Good day, madam.
Good day, sir. Can I help you?
I am Detective Briggs, and these are officers Udo and Pratt. We are with the NCPC.
Good day.
NCPC?
Yes, please. We would like to see Dr. Ewem. Is he around?
Huh?
Your husband would like to see him.
I am Dr. Ewem.
Oh, well, doctor, you've been invited to our headquarters for a chat.
A chat? I'm sorry. Are you sure you don't have the wrong address or something?
Did you not just confirm that you are Dr. Ewem, Dr. Sydney Ewem?
Yes, but this has to be a misunderstanding, because how am I being invited by the NCPC? What is the chat about?
I think you would find the details you are looking for in here.
I see. 1 minute, I need to make a phone call.
Crime and Prejudice.
What happened to At Call Me Prof in her own home is one of the many reasons to be scared of living in this country. It's actually a shame.
I would say it's unbelievable. But yeah, it happened. So sad.
What happened? Someone, please tell me.
She posted about it. The NCPC tried to arrest her under the guise of inviting her for a chat. But luckily, she was able to avoid going. And so now, they're launching an investigation against her.
For what?
Who really knows? But according to her, they claim there had been some suspicious activities related to her company or something.
Oh, indeed. These people are no longer ashamed. They should just say that they are trying to frustrate our activism and boarding our political efforts with full chest.
Right. I just knew it. Thought I was the only one that noticed. Elections are around the corner and they've started moving mad. Because Ajide of the People posted something similar the other day about his uncle getting an email or so. His own was even the NFCC. Something about inconsistencies with his financial reports. It's actually laughable if you're not trying so hard to fight back angry tears. They are all targets now.
Do you get? And it's not just demo. More regular people have been posting about these kind of incidents recently. Bank account issues, unlawful searches, and arrests. They are not even hiding it. Because how is it that one thing that links people so glaringly is the fact that they have emphatically stated that they either will not be voting for the current government or they support the up-and-coming political party trying to run against it.
Wow.
This country, eh?
It's messy, honestly. At least, now maybe some people will stop arguing about the lengths this government will go to ensure that they are allowed to continue doing the nonsense they've been doing by remaining in office.
Which office? They will be removed in the upcoming elections. I don't think they understand that this particular generation of lazy youth are ready for them. Hashtag dusting my PVC.
Don't kill me. Me too. I am hashtag dusting my PVC, Sha.
My PVC is ready and dusted. I'm patiently waiting. Let's even all say less, so as not to give them more ideas or targets to go after. Please, who knows what else they are planning out of desperation?
Very true.
So true.
I'm sorry, yo, but is it just me that doesn't think that the government is in this alone?
How do you mean?
I mean, how are they getting all these reports? Or coming up with these claims? Or identifying and locating those that are deemed to be threats?
Well, some of these people are popular and quite easy to find.
Right, some of them are. But others? Because these arrests, searches, investigations and whatnot are also happening to regular people who have also been found to be advocating loudly for the removal of the government in the office.
Am I watching you guys just realize that the government has more of a data than they probably should? All these banks and telcos and such. Who do you think they ultimately answer to?
That's not exactly right. They don't answer to the government. Let's be careful not to spread misinformation, please.
Officially, they don't. But there are certain provisions and situations provided by law that allow them to provide more personal data to the government. They shouldn't even, but they do. Especially since they don't want to get on the bad side of the government or to protect whatever arrangements they make with them in their business interests.
Wow! If they are in fact doing this, they are wrong.
Of course they are. Because I bet you, if you dig around a little, you will discover that all these people that have had this experience recently, at least most of them, are also using either the same service provider or financial institution or both. For example, they will provide the government with data, and then those ones will now carry out illegal surveillance into personal online activity and start to narrow down targets like those that are actively against them.
Yes, all facts. And I strongly believe Moontech is a huge culprit, if not even the main one. There's been reports of them doing things like this for a while now, not just with the government. But as usual, the matter died down. I think it's high time we resume the fight with these companies, starting with the big ones like Moontech. They can't keep getting away with violations such as this.
Absolutely agree. They've clearly chosen what is important to them. But we don't have to lie back and watch them endanger our lives and safety for their personal gain.
Simple. Unfortunately, I don't think we can succeed in filing a class action suit against them in this country. But we can start somewhere. So, long story short.
Crime and Prejudice.
Hashtag boycott Moontech until they learn to respect and protect our data rights and privacy. What is this? Oh no. Hi, I think we might have a problem.
Yes, coming.
Good day, Tosan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, what's up? I saw your email about some social media uproar concerning us.
Yes, people are linking recent spate of illegal searches, warrants, arrests and so forth to us because they have the opinion that we sell our users' personal data to the government as well as other third parties. They say we are putting them at risk.
Really?
Yes. So I was wondering if you'd like us to respond to that anyways.
I don't even have time for this. But yeah, we should respond. Put together a statement for the press and for our social media saying that we do not collaborate with the government. We only cooperate with them when and how absolutely necessary, in the interest of national security and public safety. The rumors about us selling personal data to them or others is simply not true. Our customers' data is safe with us, brief and concise, just like that.
All right then, we'll do. Thank you.
Sure, keep me in the loop.
Sure.
Hello? Hello, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Very well, thank you, sir. So it's about that email I forwarded to you earlier. Yeah, you asked me to call when I have any updates. Yes, the situation is under control. We are putting out a statement as we speak. Yes. No, sir. Yes, sir, we'll be meeting shortly. All right, sir. No one from the government has reached out yet. I don't think that they even will. All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye, sir. Oh, this better not be a mess.
Crime and Prejudice.
They are actually not serious. So this is the best they can do?
They didn't even deny it well.
It's the disrespect for me. Anyways, hashtag boycott MoonTech. Hashtag MoonTech violate human rights.
At Real City Babe, are you seeing this ridiculous post from at MoonTech?
At Fellas and my brother, are you surprised? This is the country we live in. No accountability, no empathy, nothing.
They really should have just kept quiet. Basically, everyone who doesn't support this current government is a national threat, or what? Jokers, I hope they are ready to lose customers because we are no longer playing.
Oh, for sure. Of what importance are we to them? Meanwhile, I don't think we are porting from their services fast enough, or are we?
I hope so. I've definitely ported.
How can such a big company think it's okay to violate the privacy of individuals that have entrusted them with their data?
Didn't you guys see the post from the federal government that they liked? They said you guys basically signed away your privacy when you signed up to use these kinds of services. So, of course, they denied surveilling and harassing individuals simply because they opposed their governance.
Haba, they didn't say that. They said once users agree to the terms and conditions of the service providers, they agree to having their data processed in the event of such rare cases as where crimes are being investigated.
Right. So everyone that has come forward on this matter is a criminal or has been found guilty of any crimes?
Are you answering them? Maybe they missed the part when the government basically said that the president basically has veto power on these matters at his discretion. And since the government is the one issuing these licenses, operators have to take directives from them.
I'm not saying the government doesn't have its own culpability, but I think we shouldn't lose focus on the gravity of MoonTech's action here, because they are not just selling this data to the government. They have other customers. It's actually a violation of our privacy. We should really consider hashtag boycott MoonTech.
Crime and Prejudice.
Oh boy.
I think it's better you pick it up, Tosan.
Do you? Now?
Yes.
And say what? Do you really think they are just trying to have a nice catch-up session? I'm sorry, but do we already have a favorable update to share? Because I'd rather share it all at once instead of over 1 million and one calls. And just before the phone started ringing again, we were still trying to come up with a strategy to fix this mess. Or am I confused?
Well, we could just tell them we are still working on it.
Working on it? We've lost tens of thousands of our subscribers in a few hours. Our reputation is taking a hit. Our stocks are plummeting. The government is sending us threats. What exactly are we working on?
Another mail from HQ.
Thank you.
Tosan, for the part about the government, I think we have to hint that we were basically bound by the law.
I see you missed the part about the government's threats.
We let them know about the part too. If we really want to have any shot at damage control, this is the best way to start.
They'll destroy us. We can't do that. Also, how about the other matter of selling to third-party service providers? What's the excuse there?
You're right, Tosan. But he's also right. We shouldn't further compromise our integrity out of fear.
It's not fear per se. We have obligations as a local business. It's not like we're a foreign company that can just pack up and go back to where we came from if we don't like the situation.
Then let's tell ourselves the truth, Tosan. And then let's put it out there. We have been at this for days. We are running out of time and options.
Fine, but it cannot come directly from us. We have to find a way to circulate the narrative that highlights what our options were. First, including the part about how the government is involved. Then we come out with a statement after...
More like an apology.
Yes, an apology, thank you. Also, yeah, I guess we're in a bind here and some transparency is best. Thank you, Benny. Okay, PR team, let's get this down.
What? No! This is something else. Can you just imagine?
Wahoo! Whoever did this exposé needs to be protected at all costs. See tea.
So delicious.
Share all of us can see now. When some of us will be speaking about the things we have heard and seen the government do, you will turn us to conspiracy theorists and resort to abusing us. These things happen.
They clearly do. And all these big companies are not exempted from aiding violation and oppression.
Tragic. I like how the publication didn't put anyone's name as the author of the article. Better for their safety and that of their loved ones, I beg.
Very true. But just in case, let's all please make a report on reportee.africa so they hopefully don't get censored and can feel safe enough to keep publishing such investigative pieces.
Elaboration, please. Reportee?
Oh, sure. It's a platform where Africans can report the violations of digital and data rights as we witness them online, including breach of data, privacy, illegal surveillance, cyberstalking, cyberbullying, and so forth, even up to intellectual property and copyright infringements.
Oh, nice. Cool. I'll check them out now and do the needful. Thanks.
Yes, please. They also have a toolkit at ayeta.africa that proactively provides tips to safeguard digital rights defenders, journalists, for instance, as well as organizations that can help advocate for their rights.
Nice one. Really enlightening. Thanks a lot.
Okay. But let's even say it's really a case of Muntec needing to cooperate with the government when and where necessary, or whatever they said. Is this explicitly mentioned before we share our personal data with them? Because I feel like this condition should be stated more clearly at the point of signing up. And even if it is and we missed it, are we fully aware of our choices under these terms and conditions? Do we have choices? Or maybe better still, when they get this request of cooperation from the government, for example, can they let us know what exactly they asked of them?
Everything you noted is on spots at Ginger Baby. I mean, I guess we can empathize with them when necessary, knowing the kind of country we live in. But as far as the violation of our data privacy, they still did that. Government or national security matters aside, you can't just use people's data however you please.
Precisely. Well said.
Totally agree. What active steps have they taken, or do they take specifically, in ensuring that their users and customers know their digital rights as they use their services? To be transparent with their activities as concerned with the users and customers? Surely, they can do better. They haven't even come out to say anything since that their nonsense so-called statement.
Right? They can do better, I beg. Because look now, why is it now that they might lose their entire business over this? That you are just learning of all this?
That's this life for you. Selfish interest comes first. I won't be surprised if this anonymous investigative piece came from them, especially the part trying to pin it on the government.
Hey, please, so let's be careful. This is actually a very sensitive issue, and we don't want to put anyone in trouble with the government.
I'm sorry, but I think they're already in trouble with the government. They should have thought about that before they got in bed with them.
Now, wow. Crime and
Prejudice. Come in, Benny. How are you?
Fine, Tessa. Good morning.
So you're still asking for that apology, huh?
You have to do it, Tessa. People were harassed. Can still claim that we only operated our legal obligations to the government and no one's data was compromised. Thus, singing the same tune as the federal government, which hopefully saved us
from the harassment.
However, you have to agree that you could have, in fact, done things differently.
And promise to do better going forward.
Yes.
All right, we're already at the show. Might as well perform.
Is that the saying?
It is now. Thanks again, Benny.
That's why I'm here, boss.
I really hope this does it. Really, really, really hope so. Crime and
Prejudice. Well, it might not mean a lot right now, especially to the people that had to go through the harassment by government officials based on the lack of data protection on the part of Muntec. But maybe we can in fact give them some credits for promising to do better in the future.
I think you are right. It's a decent step in the right direction. Sure, they messed up, but they had a good conscience to try to reroute their steps.
It's really the least that is asked of these kinds of companies, or even one that could do. We've seen that we regular individuals do have a lot at stake. It may not be the income and reputation of some big companies that rakes in millions of naira every day, but It's our lives and livelihoods, and they did play a role in also putting us in harm's way by not capitalizing on their role and making extra sure that our data doesn't enter the wrong hands. Let's keep watching though.
True. Let's also hope their counterparts take several leaves from their book and avoid this sort of scandal. Moving forward, we may not be able to change everything in our society for the better all at once, but we sure can try and start somewhere like here. The aggressive protection of our data and our digital human rights in general.
That's it today on Crime and Prejudice. For more information, feedback, or comments, send a mail to media@paradigmhq.org or follow our social media pages at ParadigmHQ.